Today is Helen Marucci-Wellman. Helen is an epidemiologist at the Liberty Mutual Research Institute for Safety, who's focused her research on developing methods for public health surveillance of injuries. She's currently a principal investigator of research trying to understand the risk of injury due to the changing nature of work, such as working multiple jobs or temporary and part-time work, and research involving methods for semi-automatic classification of injury narratives and allocating the economic burden of work-related injury to the U.S. appropriate causes. And today she's going to give a presentation, "Are Multiple Job Holders at Increased Risk of Injury? Findings from the U.S. National Health Interview Survey."
Thank you.
So all the authors of the study are from the Research Institute, which Ted so kindly introduced earlier, and a lot of them are here in the audience. I'd also like to acknowledge Margaret Warner, who helped us from the National Center for Health Statistics in understanding how to pool the data over years. Let's see. Where's the intro? I have no relationships to disclose. Okay, so the nature, the structure, the organization of work in the United States has really changed over the past 5 decades. These 2 publications discuss the changes in the organization of work and also discuss the implications for the health and safety of workers in the U.S. Neither of those publications, though, talk about multiple job holding. When we first started this study, the only place we could find anything about multiple job holding was in the labor economic literature, and mainly it was about the reasons for multiple job holding, such as needing extra income or advancing skills or entrepreneurial opportunities, or the prevalence of multiple job holding. And the prevalence varied over which survey was used. Up to 20% of male workers in the U.S. were found to work in more than one job during a 1-year period using the panel study of income dynamics from the University of Michigan. And that's in contrast to 5 to 10% reported from the current population study in the American Timing Survey. Okay, so there is a substantial prevalence of multiple job holding, and we believe there's also hypothetical pathways from exposure in more than one job to increase risk of injury. The most obvious and prominent of those, of course, is fatigue from long work hours or working shifts. And there have been a couple of researchers that have associated fatigue, injury, the incidence of injury increasing due to long work hours or working in shift work. Other pathways include low job tenure in one or all jobs, possibly rushing, hurried behavior from trying to fit full-time workloads into part-time hours, and also because you're working 2 jobs perhaps in 1 week, you're more likely to have one of those jobs be part-time, and there could be potential decreased employer investment in the health and safety of workers working part-time or temporary contract work. Recently, there have been a couple studies that actually have found elevated rates for multiple job holders. One was on work-related fatalities in Kentucky. Another was, this one wasn't focused on multiple job holding, but it was a study on the school-to-work program for teens in Wisconsin, and found that teens who worked in multiple jobs had more injuries and more severe injuries. So with that in mind, we decided that we would like to study the risk of injury to multiple job holders in the U.S. and to understand the benefits and limitations in the currently configured U.S. national data sets with respect to this topic. We had an open mind going into it. We thought maybe we would explore all the national data sets that we could, but we found just that we could use the National Health Interview Survey, because that was the only national survey that we found had a question on multiple job holding and also had a question on injury. At the same time, we compared the prevalence of multiple job holding from what we saw at NHAS with the prior 2 estimates I just showed you over time. So what we did was we pooled data from 1997 to 2011 from the National Health and Interest Survey. 1997 was the first year the injury questionnaire was used in the NHIS. In the family survey, people are asked if they are employed in the last week. For those who reply yes, in the sample adult questionnaire, they're asked, do you have more than one job? So for those answering yes, they were classified as multiple job holders. Those answering no, single job holders. Those of you who aren't familiar with the NHIS injury questionnaire, they have a question that asks about injury requiring medical treatment in the past 3 months. They use a 3-month period to minimize recall bias, and so the 3-month number of episodes are multiplied by 4 to get an annual estimate of the number of episodes in a year. And there is a subsequent question that asks, what were you doing when the injury happened? They're allowed 2 responses if they answer either of those as working at a paid job. We classify that as a work injury, and all other responses as a non-work injury. We used the variables I just explained to you to then calculate rates of injury and rate ratios for all work injuries that were reported and all non-work injuries reported for multiple job holders and single job holders. We did that overall, and we also did that within these demographic and work groups that we felt were of interest and where the injury rate may vary based on gender, age, etc. So these are our overall results. We found the rate of injury for multiple job holders was elevated by 27%, or 1.3 times rate of injury for multiple job holders compared to single job holders. And these rates do not, the confidence intervals, the 95 confidence intervals don't overlap, although they do abut each other. We did also look at the non-work injury of episodes, and we found this to be really interesting in terms of multiple job holders were still at a 1.3 times increased risk of injury compared to single job holders, even for their non-work injury episodes, which we found was really interesting, because this is the time they probably are spending less time exposed off the job than single job holders, and the confidence intervals here are much more spread apart. We felt we had more power in the estimate there. So anyway, this is all the covariates, and I just want to slow down because there's a lot on the slide, but the purpose of this slide is to show patterns, and basically the blue bars represent the rates per 100 workers for single job holders, the red bars for multiple job holders. And the first thing I want to point out is that the trends in rates are what you would expect. Males have a higher rate of injury than females, younger workers than older, those less educated than those more educated, those people who are married compared to single people. Those people working longer hours have a higher rate of injury per 100 workers. Those people in blue-collar jobs have a higher rate than white-collar, and those with lower job tenure have a higher rate than those with longer job tenure. And so the rates are there, the trends are there, and they exist basically for the blue bars or the red bars, because there is an elevated rate for multiple job holders compared to single job holders in almost every single strata. So we thought this was a very strong finding. Now, only 4 of those groups were statistically, the rate ratio was statistically greater than 1, but we think that's got to do with power, and I'll talk about that later. These are the non-work injury episodes, so again, you notice that all the multiple job holding rates are much higher than the single job holding rates for almost every single substrata. And here, the confidence intervals do not overlap. We had more injuries to work with here. So, moving on, all those rates were per 100 workers. And as you probably know, if the people are working multiple jobs in 1 week, they're more likely to be working longer work hours. So we wanted to control for work hours. And instead of having rates per 100 workers, having them it be a rate per hour worked. We did this by using the question in the survey that asked how many hours did you work in the last week at all jobs. And because people are more familiar with an annual estimate, we multiplied by 50 work weeks per year and then made the assumption that 2,000 work hours is equivalent of one full-time employee. So now our rates can be per full-time employee equivalents, which is essentially per hour worked. And here are the results. And so you can see the overall result, we still had an elevated rate of 19%, and that was statistically significant. So these are the rate ratios per 100 FTE. Again, you can see males have higher rates than females, and younger people than older, but the rate ratios for the females were only, the rate ratios were only significant for females and some of the younger age groups. I don't show all the substrata here. But this is interesting findings, and these were the mainly significant groups. We also, it's a problem with power, and I'll go on to talk about that. But you can see also here when you do per hour week that those working lower hours actually per hour worked have higher rates of injury than those working longer hours. But still, the rate ratios are above one in most of these categories, and that's what we felt was significant. Finally, the last thing I wanted to point out was the trend in the prevalence of multiple job holding in the U.S. The current population survey is the most used employment survey in the U.S., and that's the red line, and it shows a decline, actually, in multiple job holding from 1997 to today. Whereas, if you see the American Timing Survey, which is the blue, that's the highest prevalence of multiple job holding, and the National Health Interview Survey is the green line, which is somewhere in between. It kind of follows a little bit the trend of the American Timing Survey. We think that the increase in prevalence might be due to the fact that the CPS is using a proxy to answer this question on multiple job holding, where the American Time Use Survey and the National Interview Survey actually interview the person and ask them if they have more than one job. So I was alluding to a power issue. Well, you know, you think this is the biggest health status survey in the U.S., that we'd have enough power, but the 30,000 to 40,000 households are interviewed each year. That makes about 100,000 family members. But the multiple job holding question is only asked of the people who answer the sample adult section of the questionnaire. And so that reduces the sample by a quarter. And of course, we're only using people who are employed. So that's only 65 to 70% of that. And multiple job holders, although they're a significant portion of the population, working population, you have to reduce the sample again, and you end up with only 1,500 multiple job holders sampled each year. And again, and then with the issue of asking injuries in the last 3 months, we're not asking it over the whole course of the year, so we multiply by four to get the injury episodes, but the power actually is based on the number of injuries reported, so there were only 263 work-related, 568 non-work-related injuries to multiple job holders. However, this is a significant population. This represents a significant population over the 15-year period, 167 million multiple job holders, almost 7 million work-related and 17 million non-work-related injuries, so this is a problem. other limitations, we feel from this study is that we only, like I said earlier, in the National Health Interview Survey was the only survey we could find a question on multiple job holding and injury. But yet, it was only one formulation of multiple job holding. There's many different kinds of formulations, such as people working seasonal work, or like you saw, the greater prevalence of people working more than one job over a whole year period. So we think that's one limitation. Also, you might have noticed that there was low injury counts for Hispanics and other races. And finally, because we feel like we'd like to explore this in more ways and associate it with what is it about multiple job holding, but there are limited information on work structure characteristics even in this survey. So in 2010, NIOSH did put in some other characteristics, work organization characteristics, into the National Health Interview Survey, but that was only 1 year. So they asked about temporary contract work. Stop.
Okay.
So the concluding message is that there, I think I've said it all, that there was only one survey that we could find with these variables, and yeah, we believe that occupational injury research should include exposures at multiple jobs. Thank you.